الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. محمد رسول الله. This is the second part of the declaration of الشهادتان. It is the belief that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the final and last messenger of Allah. And this necessitates the following. Number one, whatever Allah told us about Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم must be true. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. In Surah At-Tawbah, verse 129, chapter 10, verse 129. Verily there has come unto you a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from amongst yourselves, meaning those whom you know well. It grieves him that you should receive any injury or difficulty. He, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is anxious over you to be rightly guided, to repent to Allah and beg him to pardon and forgive your sins, so you may enter al-Jannah and be saved from the punishment of the hellfire. For the believers, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is full of pity, kind and merciful. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. In Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 45 and 46, O Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, indeed we have sent you as a witness and a bearer of glad tidings and a warner and as one who invites to Allah, meaning to worship Allah alone, by his leave, and as a lamp spreading light through your instructions from the Quran and the authentic Sunnah. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in several verses in the Quran, and whatever Allah speaks about him is the truth. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am a man like you. It has been inspired to me that your ilah God is one true God, Allah. So whoever hopes for the meeting with his Rabb, Allah, with his Lord, let him work righteousness and associate none as a partner in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from Surah Al-Kahf, which is Surah 18, verse 110. Furthermore, Allah states in Surah Yunus, Surah 10, verse 2, أكان للناس عجبا أن أوحينا إلى رجل منهم أن أنذر الناس وبشر الذين آمنوا أن لهم قدم صدق عند ربهم قال الكافرون إن هذا لساحر مبين. Is it a wonder for mankind that we have sent our inspiration to a man from among themselves, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, saying, warn mankind of the coming torment in hell and give good news to those who believe in Tawheed, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala oneness and his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they shall have with their Rabb Allah the rewards of their good deeds. Is it a wonder? This is Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 2. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he subhanahu wa ta'ala further spoke about him and about his human nature, what power he possesses, and the thing that he does not possess, as in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 188. قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءِ إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I possess no power of benefit or hurt to myself except as Allah wills. If I had the knowledge of al-ghayb, of the unseen, I should have secured for myself an abundance of wealth, and no evil should have touched me. I am but a warner and a bringer of glad tidings unto people who believe. Chapter 7, verse 188. All these verses emphasize that he is a messenger sent from Allah from amongst ourselves. That he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he grieves him, that as anxious for his ummah to be guided, and that he himself is a pity and kind and merciful, that he is a warner and a bringer of glad tidings, calls to Allah by Allah's leave, that he is a human like you, inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that it shouldn't be a wonder that for mankind that we sent an inspiration to a man from amongst them, from amongst themselves, calling people to be saved through his guidance. And that also furthermore, Allah emphasizes about him that he possesses no power of or benefit nor hurt to himself except by Allah's leave, and that he has no knowledge of the unseen except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs him. And, you know, these are some of the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is necessitated from the second part, Muhammadun Rasulullah. What's also necessitated is that we must worship Allah as taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The obedience to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an order from Allah. So how can we say, or those who say we believe in Allah but we don't believe in Muhammad, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And whatsoever the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, take it, and whatsoever he forbids you, abstain from it, and fear Allah. Verily Allah is severe in punishment. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 80, مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. He who obeys the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed obeyed Allah, but he who turns away, then we have not sent you, O Muhammad, as a watcher over them. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further stressed that مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys me, he obeys Allah. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ عَصَى اللَّهِ. And whoever disobeys me, he disobeys Allah. وَمَنْ أَطَاعَ أَمِيرِي فَقَدْ أَطَاعَنِي. And whoever obeys the ruler I appoint, he obeys me. وَمَنْ عَصَى أَمِيرِي فَقَدْ عَصَانِي. وَمَنْ عَصَى أَمِيرِي فَقَدْ عَصَانِي. And whoever disobeys him, okay, he disobeys me. This is collected by Al-Bukhari, an authentic narration, collected by Al-Bukhari. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also stressed that كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. All of my followers will enter Al-Jannah except those who refuse. قالوا يا رسول الله ومن يأبى. They said, O Allah's Messenger, who will refuse? قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. He said, whoever obeys me will enter الجنة, and whoever disobeys me is the one who refuses to enter it. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who obey the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore from those whose your reward or your reward will be for us to enter al-Jannah by your leave. All matters discussing worship of Allah, discipline, orders, advice and recommendations as detailed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are collectively known as his sunnah. The sunnah is an inspiration from Allah and is not the Prophet's idea, thought or desire. For he, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Nor does he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speak of his own desire. It is only an inspiration that is inspired. Chapter 53, verse 3 and 4. So in believing or in obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam authentic sunnah, we are obeying Allah. There should be no resistance to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He must be taken as a judge in all disputes, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly commands, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. But no, by your Lord Allah, they can have no complete faith until they make you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, judge in all disputes between them, and find in themselves no resistance. ثم لا يجد في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلم تسليما. Then find in themselves no resistance against your decisions and accept them fully with submission. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, verse 63 فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم. And let those who oppose the messenger's commandment, meaning his sunnah, his legal ways, his orders, his acts of worship, his statements from amongst the sects, beware lest some fitna, and fitna here could mean sealing on the heart, calamities, you know, all sorts of misfortunes, shirk, etc. Lest some fitna befall them, or a painful torment be inflicted upon them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. In the hadith reported by Muslim and Al-Bukhari, he who does not an act, who does an act rather, which our matter, meaning our religion, is not in agreement with, will have it rejected. Will have it rejected. The sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is surely safeguarded, as Allah promised to save the message of Islam from any human corruption. The following of the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the manifestation of the declaration of At-Tawheed. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, which is the second part of the Shahada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say, O Muhammad, to all mankind, if you really love Allah, then follow me. That is what I was trusted with, which is the Quran and the authentic Sunnah. Allah then will love you and forgive you your sins. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. So in short, the declaration that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah is an integral part of the Shahada, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be trusted in all that he informed us about Islam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be obeyed in all that he had ordered, and we must stay away from all that he forbade. The obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an obedience to Allah, and that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left us with all that leads to Al-Jannah, and he warned us from all that leads to the fire of hell. This really constitutes, therefore, the second part of the declaration, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. This is محمد رسول الله. And what does it really mean? And what does it really entail? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who benefit from the understanding of لا إله إلا الله in creed, in belief, in the heart, as well as in the actions, on the limbs and on the tongue. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وجزاكم الله خيرا for listening, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you.